on something more meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Robin Collins, R-O-B-Y-N Collins with Red Robin Homes at 843-557-5003. Again, that's 843-557-5003. Or visit me at redrobinhomes.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colwyn J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there making things happen with your family for the generations yet to come, you know, our word teaches us to leave a legacy, to leave an inheritance for our children, and so forth and so on. We want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Anchor FM. You can also find us on Instagram at our website, ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. You can catch us in a number of different places on your favorite podcast applications. We appreciate you listening. Please share this content with your friends, your family, your coworkers, even those in your groups, your church groups, etc., guys. Because sometimes the message and the word that we are speaking here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know. Again, we appreciate you listening. Let's get started.
So good morning, and great morning, guys. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategy Radio Show. Hey, I am your host, Colwyn J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if you are listening to this show today for the first time, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission is very simple here. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do right here on and through this show. So today, we're going to touch on a number of different things all around legacy and all that stuff and in building and all that jazz, right? But I've told you, and you have been watching and participating with us as we have expanded this show, as we have went out and grabbed the best guests, and we have on the tarmacs of the airports, we have yelled from the topest, largest buildings, hey, look, please come and share what you know with those who we love, which are our guests, our audience right here. And today is no different. Guys, we have with us, Lord, we got a story today. So I want you to pay attention. I want you to sit down. If the flapjack is on the stove, I want you to go ahead and pull it off. We're going to throw that one away. We'll make another one, because I need you to listen to this story today. We're going to share some heartfelt, some information that should be just in your core. We're going to talk about mindset and mentality. We're going to talk about doing something different and being different and aspiring to be the best version of yourself. We have with us none other today than Nick Prefontaine with Smart Real Estate Coach. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing outstanding, Corwin, and I'm just as excited as you are, if not a little bit more. So let's bring it for your audience today.
Well, look, you have a story. All right. So behind the scenes talk and gotten familiar with your bio, Nick, you have a story. So I want to first start by asking you to introduce yourself, and then let's talk about you, what you've been through, come from, and where you are now and where you're going. So, Nick, if you don't mind, for our listeners, please give a brief introduction to yourself.
No, I would love to. What I do and what I'm actually looking forward to sharing with your audience. So it all goes back to when I was 14 years old. I was at a ski club with my friends. Mm-hmm. On the way to the mountain, we were getting ready. And all my friends and I brought our gear onto the bus so we would get ready. So we wouldn't miss a precious moment once we got to the mountain. In getting ready, I realized that I forgot something that I usually brought. I didn't wear it every time, but I usually brought it to this mountain because it was a little bigger. That was my helmet. I just thought I'd be careful. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing ever did happen. So I got to the mountain and the rest of the class migrated inside to get ready. And my friends and I, because we wasted no time, headed right for the chairlift. On the way up, we noticed that it was a little icy, Corwin, because it had been raining. So people were wiping out everywhere. However, it really wasn't our first time on a snowboard, if you know what I mean.
True.
Got to the top. We knew what we were doing, my friends and I. So got to the top, buckled into my snowboard, took a breath of that crisp winter air, and confidently charged towards the biggest jump in the train park with all my speed. And going out to the jump, I caught the edge of my snowboard on the snow going up the jump, and that kind of threw me off balance. I was told that I landed on my head and I wasn't wearing a helmet. And something else that I learned on there was my goggles were the only protection that my head had. They told me that with each subsequent hit after the initial impact, my goggles mysteriously moved to cushion each blow as I rolled down the mountain. And I wore some pretty big goggles with a lot of padding, but I never fathomed that I would need them to brace my fall. The school had to get in touch with my parents and have them meet me at the hospital. So all my parents knew was that I'd been in an accident, and my dad was the one that they were able to reach first. When he called my mom, he also wasn't able to get alive, so he had to leave a message. And as soon as they both got to the hospital and saw me and saw how rough of a shape I was in, they were blown away. My head and shoulder where I made the initial impact were bruised beyond comprehension. And the doctors had to drill a hole for a shunt to be inserted into my brain to relieve the pressure. And without it, pressure could have gone up and I would have died. So at this point, I was off the count, but I can only imagine this. So the doctors would come into my room to share progress updates on how I was doing with my parents. And at the early stages, these updates weren't more and more positive. They were, if anything, less and less and more grim every time. And they came into my room, even though I was in a coma, to share those updates. My parents stopped them. They said, no, not in front of him. Because, Corwin, they understood that even though I was in a coma, I was still taking information. So once I got outside, the doctor outside my room in the ICU, the doctors told my parents that I probably wouldn't be able to walk, talk, or eat on my own again. And even if I was able to make it out of my coma, there was a good chance that I would need 24-hour care for the rest of my life. They didn't accept this, like so many patients do in that situation, like a death sentence. They took the information, thanked the doctors, and then this allowed me to treat it like any other situation. So this was no different than any other challenge that I faced up to this point in my life. I really didn't see the difference. As soon as I was aware of my surroundings and the work that was left in front of me, I got up, did the best that I could, and I kept getting better every day. And then let me just stop there and take a deep breath, because you just told me to introduce myself and I went into what happened. So.
Well, what you just did, Nick, is you just set the stage for what we have yet to talk about, because I wanted to make sure our listeners got that. So you spent 2 years in a coma.
Oh, no, I spent 3 weeks.
Okay.
I really don't remember a month, but because it was a partially induced coma, it was 3 weeks, so I'm told.
Okay. So explain to me or give our listeners insight into that journey after. So you're 14 years old when this happened, and 2 years later, you start working with your dad in real estate. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So I came out of the coma, and really, as soon as I was aware of my surroundings and the work that was left in front of me, because even Corwin, at the beginning of my recovery, I was transported to the third floor of the rehab hospital, which was reserved for the most critical of cases. At first, I really wasn't aware of my surroundings, but as soon as I was aware of my surroundings and the work that was left in front of me, my parents always had a goal for me to make a full recovery. What parent wouldn't want that for their kid who just got in their son who just got in an accident? However, I heard in the back of my head that, no, you're going to run out. So then that became our goal. Our common goal was I was going to run out of the hospital. And that's what we are all working. That's what all the therapists, all the doctors, we had weekly meetings. That's what we are all shooting for. And when you fast forward a little bit, I got home, I ran out of the hospital. And then I got home in April, towards the end of April. And when I came back, because I had missed so much time for school, I had to work with a tutor, even though I would go to school. I wasn't with my classmates. I was working with a tutor to help me get caught up. And then that was in the morning. Then I would go to lunch with my classmates. And that was, frankly, that was the best part of my whole day. I got to see my classmates and everything. And then after that, I went to outpatient therapy. And I had to go to outpatient therapy for another 6 months, along with being tutored all summer long, in order to continue on to high school with the rest of my classmates. Now, what you were touching on was only 18 months after that, I was knocking on the doors of some distressed sellers that hadn't paid their mortgage in months, sometimes years. I mean, let's be candid. It was back in 2005, 2006. So really.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There was a lot of that. Yeah.
That was what I would do. I'd get a list of notice of default, the homeowners that I have received the notice of default. And no one, Corin, no one schooled me on this. No one told me this. They just said, here's where you go find them. You print out a list, and then here's the leave behind. There you go. And here's a script. Go knock yourself out. So no one told me this. But to me, what made sense was 16 years old, just getting your driver's license was, oh, okay, I'm going to go to the areas where I can hit the most amount of doors in a day. Probably wasn't the best areas to buy property in, where they were literally like right next to each other a lot of the time. Uh-huh. And yeah, I would do anywhere from like 50 to 70 doors in a day because I had to go to school during the week. So I had to knock it out on the weekends or holidays and do it when I could. And really, this taught me so much because it was so soon after my accident, but it taught me so much about people. And like when you're knocking on the door of someone and they answer the door, you have to know real quick how to get them on your side, mm-hmm. that you're there to help them, or else they're not going to listen to you. Doesn't matter how old you are. So I learned real quick what to say and what not to say and the tactics and strategy and everything. And really, then I got out of high school and then I started starting to get my real estate license. And I got my real estate license in, drum roll, please, March of 08.
Oh, gosh.
Great time to be a realtor. So then I was a successful realtor. And then around 2014, while I was still a realtor, my dad asked me, hey, do you mind helping? He was an investor. He's mm-hmm. buying homes creatively, non-conventional, without signing personally on bank loans or signing with private investors for a lot of money. And he said to me, I'm getting all these properties. Can you help me with the marketing? And I was like, no. I got my own thing going on here. I don't need your help or anything. And thankfully, he asked me more than once, so which he knew not to just take no the first time. So I think he asked me three times.
Persistent. Yeah.
I finally came around to the fact that, okay, I can do this right alongside being a realtor. And then all the calls started coming in from the marketing that I was doing. And he's like, hey, can you help me here too with working with these buyers? And that morphed into working with all the buyers. And over the course of, I let my real estate license go in January of 16 to join him full time. And that over since then, since 2016 and now, I've been working on bringing the buyers to a very particular process in order to give them the best chances of getting to the end of their rent-to-own agreement and being able to qualify and get their own loans. So now that happens with great regularity. And I not only do it for our properties, but all of our associates' properties across the country, help coach the buyer to the finish line and get their own loan.
So one of the things that, you know, really stands out to me about you is your perseverance. With that, you guys now, you now coach people on real estate investing, how to purchase property and things on terms. Am I correct?
Yep. So the same way that we bought properties creatively, and then we're always selling them on a rent to own. Now, we also have associates all over the country that we help them develop that same business and that same tools, same processes, same systems, and everything for them so they can get up and running.
So out of all this, and again, persistence, you were persistent about not accepting what others have said, and in turn, realizing the vision that you in turn had, if you will, for your life. And again, there's a heck of a testimony in there, my man. But in your advising of other people, let's talk about why people need or should have an advisor that, if nothing else, are persistent like you are.
Yeah, because I think if you don't have one, and I don't, look, we practice what we preach. I don't say that I have all the answers and come to me sitting on top of my mountain and I'll tell you what to do and everything like that. You can see on my board behind me, I also am a motivational speaker. When I wanted, which is I share my story and also the system that I unknowingly used, which we haven't talked about yet, but I figured it would come up organically, which it has, because there's a system that I unknowingly used to not only make a full recovery, but run out of the hospital. That's a STEP system. STEP is an acronym: support, trust, energy, and persistence. So I know you keep saying persistence, so I couldn't, I had to bring it up. So when I wanted to really focus on this and building a motivational speaking business and starting a company and everything, I didn't just try to wing it and say that, oh no, I have all the answers, I can figure this out. I went and sought out a mentor that this is all she does. She works with speakers to help them start their businesses and get on big stages. I did that about 2 years ago. I reached out to her and I worked one-on-one with her at the beginning of last year. And I still talk to her. She's become a great friend. I still talk to her to this day, which is the reason why it's even though it's different than what we're doing, real estate coaching and mentoring, it's really the same thing because I made a commitment and a decision in myself. So to work with her initially for a speaker salon was $25,000. Then when I was working with her in the speaker salon, this is the fall of 21, she pitched the idea of me what it would look like working with her one-on-one. That was another $75,000. And I just kept saying yes, and I'll figure out the funding later. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we tell all of our associates, the people that we work with. Just keep taking that next step. And that my whole life is built on that. Just continue to take your next step. So what I've built with her is amazing. In call it a year and a half of really focused work, I think looking back on the laundry list of things that I've accomplished with her, it's something that a lot of people don't accomplish in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference of just winging it and working on your own and trying to figure it out on your own. And hey, I know someone that's a speaker, so I might reach out to them. But if you work with a mentor who's going to grab your hand and take you with them, the sky's the limit of what you can accomplish.
So that's what you guys do with real estate investors or prospective investors. You take them, you nurture them, you coach them up, and then you help them progress through the steps necessary to be successful at buying real estate on terms. So you've been doing this now. This is a family business for you, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how long have you been practicing in this arena and in this field?
Oh, geez. As this particular niche, it's got to be going on now over 10 years. However, I've been in real estate all my life. As you heard, my dad who I got on and you said, I had your brother. I was like, I have to tell him. You're going to be his new best friend. I literally, it's Corwin, it's all I've ever known. Mm-hmm. So when I was a toddler, very little, my dad was a builder. Then he transitioned to being a realtor and an investor and a realtor, like in between those back and forth. So it's all I've ever known is real estate. This particular niche, it's over 10 years now.
So I got two questions for you because we're quickly getting towards our stopping point for today's show. But Nick, what do you think somebody who's looking to invest in real estate, like what is that fundamental thing that they need to be either in possession of or be able to get in order for them to be successful?
So I would say knowledge. It's not necessarily funding. So you want to pick a niche. Obviously, I'm biased. I think our niche is best, buying and selling on terms without using banks or your credit or investor funds or anything. But I'm gonna zero in on that. So pick a niche. Find someone who you see that a mentor. Now, I'm not naive to think we're the only mentor out there. So pick one that you're comfortable with. And I guess the right word is vibe with their style and their delivery. And then just keep saying yes. Keep taking your next step.
Okay. That is good. So, Nick, one more thing before
you go as many things as you want. You keep going.
I love it. So if you don't mind, this is a perfect place for us to make sure we get your contact information out for our listeners. Again, you have a dynamic story. It's a story of perseverance and overcoming everything that people have said to you. And you believe higher, you believe greater, and in turn, you achieved it. So how can our listeners get in contact with you?
Sure. I'm going to give you a few things. We actually have a free book, The New Rules of Real Estate Investing. So I'll give your listeners where they can go to get that and claim that free gift. That's wickedsmartbooks.com/exitstrategy03. So wickedsmartbooks.com/exitstrategy03. And I know we didn't talk really in the weeds too much about the actual buying and selling of properties. However, if there's anything about what we touched on that interests any of your listeners, they can go to our website, smartrealestatecoach.com, smartrealestatecoach.com. And if they scroll down, they can get registered for the free masterclass that we have. And in that, they're going to learn about our trademark 3-payday system and all about how we buy and sell on terms. And if anything what I said just interests your listeners on what I have going on for my speaking and the STEP system, they can check me out at nickprefontaine.com/step. And that will allow them to download the full STEP system. I didn't even get to talk about a 10,000-foot view of it. But if they're interested in any those four phrases, support, trust, energy, and persistence, I go into detail in the free ebook, and that they can claim their free ebook there at nickprefontaine.com/step. And then that'll allow them to take their first step today.
I got it. Look, I'm on the site. Listeners, guys, go to Nick Prefontaine. That's prefontaine.com/step. And let's download this today. All right. You need this. All right. You want this. Let's go get it. So, Nick, my final, and I call this a mic drop question. It's that thing that if you could go back, you had a magic wand, you can go back and do this thing here all over. If there was something that, if you'd have known this years and years and years ago, that you could have either implemented or something you could have done at that particular time that would have completely changed the trajectory of your life and in turn have you catapulted far beyond where you are now, what would that one thing be?
So the honest answer is I wouldn't change anything because it led me to where I am today and doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing with my life. And evidence of that, I will answer the question though, but evidence of that is all throughout my life since my accident, I've had a voice in the back of my head that's telling me I have to be helping others that are going through a trauma or life challenge to get through to the other side, and then they can thrive with the rest of their lives. I've always had that voice in the back of my head. Since I've been following this path with my mentor, Trisha Brooke, there's no voice. So for the past 2 years, there hasn't been a voice. And to me, that's evidence that I'm doing what I'm meant, what I was put on this earth to do. So I wouldn't change anything in that regard. However, if I could tell myself something when I was younger, and you can even go back to when I was 16, knocking on doors, or when I was 18, when I first got out of high school and I was starting to get my real estate license, it would be, it's going to be okay. You'll get there. Because I was just so much like, all right, what's next? What's next? What's next? And so much like, I got to do more and more and more. But the most important thing, Corwin, is that if I could say to myself at that age is, you're going to get there. Just slow down, take a deep breath, just make sure you have everything covered, as opposed to just doing more and more and more. Just slow down and make sure you're doing it correctly.
I love that. I love that. So, Nick, we have quickly reached the end of today's show. Thank you for being on the show with us today. Thank you for that message. Thank you for that inspiration and that encouragement that has been embedded in everything that you share with us on today. So, again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show with us.
You're welcome, Corwin. It was a blast and a lot of fun.
Thank you. So for our listeners, guys, look, y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. Y'all know I always love to put them two things together and say it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.
Guys, that was a great show today. And we thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. My name is Corwin J. Millett. Yes, that is me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in for today's episode. Exit Strategies is my baby. It is how I give back to our community. It is how I foster goodwill, spread good news, and trustfully help you get great results. Guys, as I always say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in the streets.